The Shadow by Hans Christian Andersen, narrated by Alex Lehman. It is in the hot countries that the sun burns down in earnest, turning the people there a deep mahogany brown. In the hottest countries of all, their skin is black. But it was not quite that hot in this country to which a man of learning had come from the colder north. He expected to go about there just as he had at home, but he soon discovered that this was a mistake. He and other sensible souls had to stay inside. The shutters were drawn and the doors were closed all day long. It looked just as if everyone were asleep or away from home. The narrow street of high houses where he lived was so situated that from morning till night the sun beat down on it, unbearably. To this young and clever scholar from the colder north, it felt as if he were sitting in a blazing hot oven. It exhausted him so that he became very thin, and even his shadow shrank much smaller than it had been at home. Only in the evenings, after sundown, did the man and his shadow begin to recover. This was really a joy to see. As soon as a candle was brought into the room, the shadow had to stretch itself out to get its strength back. It stretched up to the wall, yes, even along the ceiling. So tall did it grow. To stretch himself, the scholar went out on the balcony. As soon as the stars came out in the beautifully clear sky, he felt as if he had come back to life. In warm countries, each window has a balcony, and in all the balconies up and down the street, people came out to breathe the fresh air that one needs, even if one is already a fine mahogany brown. Both up above and down below, things became lively. Tailors, shoemakers, everybody moved out in the street. Chairs and tables were brought out, and candles were lighted. Yes, candles, by the thousand. One man talked, another sang, people strolled about, carriages drove by, and donkeys trotted along, ting-a-ling-a-ling, for their harness had bells on it. There were church bells, ringing, hymn-singing, and funeral processions. There were boys in the street firing off Roman candles. Oh, yes, it was lively can be down in that street. Only one house was quiet. The one directly across from where the scholarly stranger lived. Yet someone lived there, for flowers on the balcony grew and thrived under that hot sun, which they could not have done unless they were watered. So someone...